Hey Lauren, what comes before part B?
Part A? Oh.
Laguna Beach Season 2, 214. Jason, take Hello and welcome to the only Laguna Beach podcast you will ever need in your life. It's the Coming Clean Podcast. I'm Marty.
And I'm Sam.
All right, what's going on there, man?
Just a little, I'm a little sweaty after being too close to the hot tub at this party that we just had.
I know, it was a wild one, man. Yeah, I'm trying to recover.
I'm not allowed to go in because of the chlorine, but the heat really helped.
Yeah, those burgers from Steven really hit the spot.
Yeah, they looked delicious. I only was able to eat I'm gluten-free at the moment, so no
you're
buns.
Ahead of the curve. You're introducing gluten-free to 2005.
Yeah, I figure that Mez start making trends as soon as possible.
True. Now we know who to blame. But before that, let's fast forward to 2017 and talk about any Lagoonews. Do you have any Lagoonews for me right now?
Nothing crazy. Just recently, Kristen was on, I believe it was E! News, talking about the recent Met Gala fashion. It seems like she's becoming more and more of a part of the fashion crew. And I think they asked her if she was open to doing a Hills reunion in a possible movie, and she said she was open to it. So hopefully people kind of reunite and put all the issues behind them.
I agree. And you know what? On behalf of the Cutler family, someone's gotta get a job right now.
Yeah, the one person who will probably make it on TV is Kristen, and because Jay is definitely not getting a job.
Yeah, apparently he auditioned to be an NFL announcer.
Yeah, with Fox.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
All right. And
Troy, coming after Troy Aikman's job.
Yeah, he's not getting that for a while. But in other news, I just wanted to give a big shout out to cast members and, dare I say, friends of the show now.
Yeah, we'll give them the friends of the pod. If you like us on Twitter or Facebook, you're a friend of the pod.
All right, well, shout out to Talon, who I know we've been slightly critical of, but he's been making his presence felt. So, shouts to you, man. This is all the hate was for 2005 you. I'm sure you're a cool guy now.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy if you automatically like something that we do. You move up in our book.
Yeah, we're not that. We're not that precious with our integrity.
Oh, yeah. Zero integrity whatsoever. Keep on liking those tweets.
Yes. And also, shout out to Emily. Jessica's good friend, Emily. Hope you're having a good night. Because, you know, all the show's showing for it. We needed more Emily, but everything we've seen from you so far on the show is a make-or-break night based on Jessica's mood, so obviously, we're hoping you're having a good night tonight when you're listening to this.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, everything after graduation has really gone up for her.
Yes, and finally, a shout out to Alex M., our favorite. How you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Keep it up.
All right, so if you want to follow them and send them some love, you can follow Talon at Talon Torriero. That's TalonTorriero on Twitter. And you can also follow Alex M at Alex Murrell, MURREL. And finally, you can follow Emily at Emily Rolfing, ROLFING. And she's not rolling on the floor laughing, I'm sure. But
Hey, you made the joke, I did not.
hey, give us a couple of minutes when we get into the episode. Maybe she will. But shouts to all of you and to all the other listeners. Give them some love. Give them a follow. Twitter and Instagram. We like more friends.
We only have each other.
Well then, anyway.
That in our hot takes that we share each other. If you recently followed our Twitter conversations, it was some barbs were going back and forth, so tune into that.
Yeah, so if you want to follow our personal accounts on Twitter, I guess this is the first time we're talking about this, at, what is yours? Podcast Sam CC on the Twitter machine. And
if you like GIFs, come follow.
And for me, at Marty Merck, MartyMerc, if you want to see someone yell at large men much more athletic than him, that's the place to be. But anyway, enough about us. Let's talk about what's the episode. Episode 214 is the production code. Episode 13 is what you're looking for if you're searching for it on MTV.com or the DVD. But what is the title here?
Boys are like purses.
Breach. What's
not,
your
not sunglasses, not shoes, but purses.
Yep, and what's your one takeaway from this?
Steven, you should have brought more flowers.
All right. I'm sure we'll talk about why that is. And mine is that Jason just completely schooled Steven when it comes to how to be a player. Because in other words, to make it more concise, Jason is clearly the alpha of Laguna.
Yeah, he's, as in terms of modern day, he's the big baller brand of the NBA now.
Hashtag not a sponsor, but
yeah, if you want to sponsor us, we'll rock your stuff all day long, LeVar Ball.
Yeah, hey, LeVar, send us some Lonzos, and we will shill for your brand like no other. We got some listeners. But anyway, let's get into the episode. Let's take a quick break. Here's Caroline Pennell invading your ear bis buds. One sec.
Jason, ugh, that stuff stinks. Get that cigarette smoke out of here. It's bad for you. Marty and I are trying to discuss this episode right now. So let's dive right in.
All right, and I know there's like one like huge elephant in the room when it comes to this episode, but let's save that for a little bit later. Let's talk about RIP Zuzu.
Yeah, the Zuzu Trooper.
Yeah, Zuzu Trooper has breathed its last breath.
I'm not totally convinced it has, but I think probably just needed an oil change. I think it could have lasted a little bit longer, but I think, what's it? Is that Jim or is that Elsie's dad? Dennis?
Jim's Elsie's dad, yeah.
Yeah, Dennis. Dennis, I think, was feeling a little too sympathetic for Kristen, so he decided to get her a beamer.
And I guess he was going to get her one anyway for graduation. I thought last season he said he was thinking of getting her one before she went out to college.
Oh, okay. So yeah, he just kind of pushed up, and they're close to graduation, anyways.
Right. Yeah, so it's close enough.
It's probably like, I bet it's like a week away.
Yeah, and okay, I'm is she, this is the Zuzu a stick?
I doubt it. I don't think so.
Then the advice of pumping on the gas while starting the car wouldn't work if it's automatic, right?
Well, I think they said pump on the brake.
Or then that's even worse.
No. Yeah, I think she said pump on the brake when it should have been the gas.
Right. And that's for manual, right?
No, I think that's just like a general, like, if you're like your first car, like I would have done the same thing. I probably would have pumped on the gas because it's just like, it's like an old timey thing. It's the same as when you're going down a hill and you're like supposed to pump the brakes.
Right, right.
But you're only supposed to do that in like 1940 Chevys because they didn't have power lock brakes.
Right. No, but yeah, I always thought that was just for like stick shift. Like if you can't start an automatic, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you gotta just get a little blood flowing in there.
Well, if anyone's listening from the good people at the Isuzu Corporation, I don't know if that's what they're even called. Thank you for listening, and let us know if the
are they even in business anymore?
Sure, maybe hashtag not a sponsor.
I mean, I could buy one in a couple states for less than $5,000.
Ooh, count me in. I'm in the market for a car. But
yeah, one's for about 4,900, less than 100,000 miles, 2001 Isuzu Trooper.
Nice.
Probably the same one as, actually hers is probably older, but.
Yeah. But, okay, so any thoughts on her new car?
All I gotta say is a Beamer, was it Beamer Benson Bentley?
Yeah, sure. Big baller Brits.
Yeah, rolling out there with that nice white Beamer. That's a flossy car right there.
Yeah, that was, I mean, it was interesting that she again got an SUV or at least a crossover, but I would have thought she would have rocked a sedan or maybe even a convertible. But safety first. Change it up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of convertibles. Too much wind in my hair.
And you also live in an area East where Coast. You're just stuck in traffic all day.
So that's just melting.
Exhaust fumes in your hair.
The whole thing with convertibles I feel like is just very impractical.
Well, that's for the spin-off our spin-off Florida. Podcast converting to convertibles.
It's our experience while we test out convertibles.
I just had one other note for this one, in that Jessica should not, or Kristen should not, be riding shotgun ever when Alex, Lauren H is around, because she needs the leg room. She should have permanent shotgun.
Yeah, but she can lay sideways. Yeah.
That's so uncomfortable. If you're trying to have a conversation.
I mean, I would have done if I was that tall, I would lay right down sideways, take a nap even.
Well, you know what? Alex, Lauren H, if you're listening, thanks for listening, and you can always ride shotgun in Marty's car.
And as another thing, as a person who was always got stuck on the middle section of the back seat, not that uncomfortable, so people should suck it up. I've also been put in a trunk once of a Highlander, so still not that bad.
And again, this is for Sam's spinoff podcast, Tales from the Back Seat. Go check that out live on the NPR app.
You can and follow me on Stitcher.
Yes. All right. Let's move on from that. I'm riding shotgun, actually, in Morgan S's car, and we're heading to LC's party. Who are you riding with today?
Today I'm riding with Taylor.
Oh, nice. So it worked out.
Yeah. We're still prom date. Time for a little barbecue.
Also, we had we have to clear up some confusion from last week, because I got called out by my friends for not inviting them to my party, and then for not calling them my friends. Alex M. really gave me a tongue lashing there.
Yeah, I think we got all a little topsy turvy. You know, our friendships got intermingled.
Yeah, we're just bringing people. We're trying to bring people together, because the Alexes didn't quite get the job done, so we were trying, but you know there's some problems that cannot be solved.
Yeah, and I was low enough. I already bumped out Jessica.
Yeah, she's hanging out with Jeff now.
Yeah, but now she's happy, so she might have moved up, so I had to kind of look for new friends.
True.
But
and now you're trying to okay. You know what, my crew is welcoming, and we just kicked Casey out, so
Boom, we're in the same crew now, actually.
Nice. All right, so we're at Elsie's party. What's going on here? What's your take? My first hot take is that was stop calling that a barbecue. That was a cookout.
Or a pool party.
Or a pool party, but that was 0% a barbecue.
Yeah, there was zero drums or smokers going on.
Yeah. There was one grill going, and
did they have potato? Did they have potato salad?
No, they had like a just mixed veg. Chips.
Yeah, they had a couple carrots and some celery, maybe some chips.
They clearly went to Ralph's to buy the burger stuff, and they were like, "Oh, let's get healthy stuff." So they just grabbed whatever vegetable platter they saw near the checkout line.
I also appreciated them getting the 4-pack of relish, ketchup, mustard, and barbecue. It looked like it was a combination pack.
Nice.
Smart move.
Yeah, good packaging there. But, yeah, I mean, interesting party. I could have done without the cigarette smoke.
Yeah, but, I mean, kids are 18. They're allowed to buy cigarettes, so that will happen at those parties, especially those rebellious ones.
Right. And you know what annoys me is when I invite people to my party. I'm not speaking for Elsie here. I'm sure she was fine. Maybe she was fine with it. But if I invite one person to my party, I don't want you bringing like six more people, unless I'm like invite a bunch of people and take them with you.
Well, she invited Talon.
Right.
But then he didn't show up, and then Dieter ended up calling Talon, and then he brought, like, mad people.
Right, and they're all, like, douchey bros.
Yeah, coming in, pool party, man.
Not even asking if they can get in the pool.
Yeah, they just went to the pool.
Yeah. It's not your house, guys. Very disrespectful.
And you shouldn't get in the pool, like, until 30 minutes after you eat anyways.
Yeah, I was saying that, and they were like, bro, mind your own business. And I'm like, whatever.
I'm going to stay over here and pretend to be a lifeguard.
in a private house's pool.
Hey, safety is always concerned around when I'm around.
I know. I saw you yelling at Elsie and Jason for running around the pool. too much horsing around there. Too much horseplay.
No, somebody could have slipped, skimmed a knee.
I know. You were like, hey, buddy, this is horseplay. This isn't puppy love.
Yeah. Or I was also like, Jason, I'm trying to ride your tails to the major leagues. Can't mess this up right now.
All right, speaking of which, let's transition in now to Elsie and Jason. What do you think of this? Like, there's rumors going around Laguna now. Like, is he serious? Is she serious? Are they just having fun? What's the word on your side of the county?
Seems like one, Elsie has some mystical powers where she's like super nice, mm-hmm. and then now like maybe she could turn the bad boy. Okay. But then is now for Jason's side, is this just a new conquest where he's like, wow, she seems super chill.
Older girl.
I do like her. Yeah, older girl. Let's knock this, tick this box off.
Yep.
But. There's their whole relationship and the whole dinner, how they basically said only like two things, that they both were cute.
Yeah.
And then like nodded at each other for the whole dinner.
Right.
Really frustrated me because like there was no other conversation going on that MTV would allow us to see.
Right. And we never even saw the setup because she didn't seem like she knew him that well when her and Jen Bunny were talking about the party and who to invite, right?
And yeah, I mean, they said his name.
Right, but then when he showed up to the party, it seemed like they already had something going on.
Oh, you think this was a setup? Like, something... They were in high school together, so I feel like they've at least interacted with each other. Mm-hmm. But maybe Jason could have just recently, as in once he gets into senior year, started really going after his bad boy image.
Yeah, I think I just think that even before the party, he was sliding into her DMs, if you know what I mean.
Which I don't even, not even possible. Was Twitter around back then?
Sliding into her texts.
Get on that AIM chat at 11:30.
Sorry, sliding into her IMs is what I meant to say.
Yeah. Hopefully she didn't warn him.
Yeah, so I mean, are we seeing, I think this is the Jason that we saw when he went on a date with Alex M for the first time. So this is just, is this the first sign of this is the same pattern that we're gonna see?
Yeah, like will he able to stick this relationship for 3 episodes, not normally two?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sticking up for my girl Alex M here. I just don't want to
Yeah.
see her get hurt. I know Jason is my boy, but you know, he can't be doing that. Not to like 3 girls in one season. That's
Yeah.
absurd.
I mean that would be a record.
Yeah. I mean,
He's
Steven was holding it down at
yeah.
two
But
ish,
now he,
one and a
yeah,
half.
Jason's gonna be the crown champ of the playas.
Ah, man. I mean, he deserves it because he is. The guy just, again, I think we talked about this before, but that guy just, you know, exudes charisma.
Yeah,
Guy doesn't have to
he's
talk.
no. He just keeps that hand, chin strap strapped on, and let's go.
That was super cool in 2005. Don't get me
And
wrong.
his cross tattoo
Yeah.
on his back was crooked.
I mean, yeah, it was.
It was crooked. It was
Yeah.
not that was not straight on. So whoever put that on there really messed up. And then one more thing, it was when they went to that beach place, I noticed that they had bottles of water on their table. It was Voss water.
Well, you know.
I'm like, what restaurant is bringing Voss to the table? Like, that's expensive bottled water.
It's an expensive restaurant, man.
But that's like, it was like a seafood restaurant.
Why not?
Yeah, but no seafood restaurant in their right mind is bringing over Voss.
Maybe, I mean, I don't, in some restaurants I've been to, you can either order from the tap or they have a list of bottles that you could get.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's another problem. I have a problem with people who get bottled water.
Well, yeah, I mean, me too. Unless you're in like a country that doesn't have good, clean
Yeah.
water.
Yeah, I
But
don't
yeah,
think
I
they
mean,
traveled down to like Mexico.
yeah, I mean, get tap, come on.
Yeah. Everybody needs a little extra fluoride in their life.
All right, I don't want to move on without talking about this, but I mean, this is what sort of sparked the title of this episode, but how about that car?
Oh, Jason's dad's
Who?
car?
Yeah. Is his dad Jay Leno?
That was a wow, might be. But that was a one hot rod, am I right? Also, I don't think that car goes very fast, even for how big of an engine, because cars were passing him on the freeway like
Yeah,
no
yeah.
other.
And also, it looked like they had like an entourage around them, like protecting
Yes.
that.
Yeah, like the white van with the camera crew out the back filming.
Right. And it's just, yeah, I mean, that can't be street legal, can it?
No, I when did we get to the point where you have to have seatbelts, wear a seatbelt?
I think the 70s when Nader was a thing.
Okay, well, that proved me wrong.
Okay, another thing is LC. I don't know if she was just lying to her parents or she's an awful judge of character, especially after, I mean, I'm sure she's aware of everything Jason's done, but to tell her mom, her sweet mother, and nice father that Jason is a nice boy, that's no
That's just
false.
untruthful.
Yeah, just
Or maybe LC just doesn't realize it and she thinks he is a nice boy.
true, maybe,
She doesn't
but
know, she hasn't heard the gossip around the Laguna.
so she is like a bad judge of character then, but
Well, yeah, and she like loves Casey when everybody in the school hates Casey.
true. Is this
Slash
a
her boy Dustin.
Is this, are we saying that LC is like turning heel right now?
I think so. I think she's going to the dark side.
Man, well, we got a few more episodes with her, and now I'm back into, I guess it's just the whole LC Steven thing that I wasn't into, but now I'm interested in how this LC Jason thing will pan out. It's Jason's charisma that's carrying this story.
But it's his lack of charisma that bothers me.
No, man, he doesn't need, he has a
He doesn't need
silent
to speak
charisma.
words. Yeah. He just makes those googly eyes at you, and then next thing you know, you're in the hot tub.
Yeah,
Confused.
and then the pool, which is weird. Why would you go from the hot tub to the pool? Just the cadence
Have
of
you ever.
that bothered me.
Well, because you freeze. Like, when you go hot tub to pool, it's
Yeah.
very chilly.
Yeah, I know, but then why won't you go from pool to hot tub?
I don't
If
know.
that's
Maybe
the
the pool's.
cadence.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was so bothered. I want to go into the pool. I was like, don't you mean, can you just make a retake of this and have them in the pool and be like, want to go to the hot tub? Because that's what happens in movies.
Think that the producer was all confused.
Yeah. Also, I think, well, my theory is the lighting was a lot worse in the pool. Because
Oh,
there
to
were
make it
kind
like a
of,
little more.
so they can like sneak some shenanigans in.
Oh, I see, I see.
Yeah. And then they went inside and,
Who
and
knows?
had some
Had some cookie
dinner.
dough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else between Elsie and Jason? This is one to watch for sure.
Yeah, I think there wasn't too much going on throughout the episode. But I think it's a prerequisite for what's gonna come.
Yeah, I love the looks of just people when they were sort of flirting around at Elsie's party. Just the cuts to people's reactions.
Yeah, like it was just Elsie and Jason like flirting, and everybody else was just staring at them.
Right. And if I was Steven, I would have just left. It's like you're designating me to cook, and then you're just gonna completely ghost me for the rest of the night, and I have to sit with Jason's bros.
Maybe he had to wait for Dieter. Maybe he didn't have a ride home. He should have got a ride home when Alex M left.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, that was a smart decision of, oh, okay, my ex-boyfriend's here. Like, I'm just gonna peace. Like, you just gotta bounce on that
Yeah.
one.
Again, Alex M doing some smart moves.
Yeah,
Redeemed
respect
herself
it.
from prom.
Well, it's prom.
Yeah, true. Okay. Quick hits right now, just firing through some things that we may have missed in the longer form discussion, but give me a quick take. We get our first look at Heidi here.
Yeah, she looks completely different.
Completely normal.
Nowadays, she went from plastic surgery to no more plastic surgery, but I think she's back in a good place spiritually and, mentally. Just judging from the snaps that I've seen. If you
Okay.
ever want, yeah, if you ever need a daily affirmation, you can just screenshot one of her snaps. They're very nice. But other than that, yeah, she didn't really talk too much. I think it was good. This is like a little Easter egg, like kind of
Yeah.
throw that in there of like what's to come.
Right. You
And then
think
kind of
they
like
knew
landed.
that she
Yep.
would be someone to who would emerge as one of the stars? You think MTV knew and they were like, we got to get her on camera to see how people react?
I don't know. I think they thought that because they're going to the same school with LC,
Right.
that either that or like LC and them were friends, so they could have been filming stuff on the side for, I
The
think probably The
Hills?
Hills, right? They
Maybe.
probably were filming the same thing at the same time.
Right, because this was basically we just saw the Hills cast pretty much. Like some of,
Yes.
yeah, like half of
Yeah.
them.
Yeah. So I don't know if they had an idea for The Hills or were planning for The Hills, because The Hills is either at the end when Elsie's in school.
Right.
So this is like, I think that was around her, say, like if she was a 4-year school or at least 2-year, that's their first year, and then we come in on the second or third.
Okay. Well, more on that on our when we get to the hills. But first, Dieter was back.
Yeah.
And can I just say, overall, after Dieter won't wow you with any of his individual performances because most of the time he's a stumbling, bumbling fool. But I'm gonna say now, as much crap as we've given him over the past 2 seasons, Dieter, underrated. The sum of the parts of his work, he's a great character.
He's a great friend.
Yeah. He's
He's
turned out to be one of my favorites.
the Mark Mad Dog Madsen
Hustle.
of the Lakers. Yeah, all hustle, all heart, great team player. Not gonna wow you with the talents,
Right.
but Dieter, yeah, I mean he's playing both sides. He's faithful to Steven, but Elsie is his longest friend. So now he's like conflicted of, do I help LC out? But then he's also telling Jason, giving him a heads up. He's playing all the, I think he's playing all the fields perfectly.
Yeah, and not in like a conniving, evil way.
No, he's like concerned for people's well-beings.
Yeah. All right, I have a question. Where was Lo on all this?
She must maybe not out of school yet.
No Lo, no Trey, no Polster.
Yeah, maybe we're just like a week off from when kids get back from school.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I guess school's let out at different times.
Yeah, because, I mean, around May, when's high school graduation's a little bit later, so, I mean, Elsie was already at home. They must have, yeah, they must have got out a little bit early.
All right.
They finished their exams. It's a 2-week exam period. They finished their stuff in like the first couple of days. And then, like us, we have the exams on the last day of the week.
Yeah. Ugh.
When the school shuts down.
Ugh. So sad.
Dark memories. Dark, dark times.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else here? My one last thing that I forgot to mention was we got a little bit of Lifehouse here. Some nice music.
Yes.
Coming in the background, you and me. Lifehouse, can I just say, another underrated band. They kind of got, they came in at a nice time in the early 2000s with Hanging by a Moment, if you remember that. Back,
which when, I also might have been on another episode.
Possibly. But yeah, they were in like 2000, maybe 2001, like right around the time when alternative rock, you know, your Matchbox 20s and what have you, were, you know, dominating top 40. And then they kind of got lost in the shuffle when all your punk pop bands came mm-hmm. through. It, like when All American Rejects came out and all those guys. And then sort of comeback of the cinch here in 2005 with You and Me, one of the songs, I would say, of the first decade of the 2000s.
Yeah, I've cried many a night to that song.
It's no Christmas Shoes, though.
No. I always do get Lifehouse and Switchfoot mixed up.
Yeah, gotta get
and
that.
And I always forget which one is the more religious band. And I think it's Switchfoot. Yes. Okay.
Correct. Switchfoot is from San Diego. And Switchfoot is based on surfing, I believe.
Oh.
Because when you switch, I think it's a move.
I didn't know you knew so many facts.
Watch our surfer listeners, correct me on that one. But hey, at Coming Clean Pod, we'll take it. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. If you wanted to say anything, and we'll hype those at the end of the show. But now, we're going to take a little break. And rumor has it that we have plans tonight, Sam.
So stay tuned and find out all about them.
Are getting ready for a big night out. We're kind of tired from LC's party, but we're getting our second win. But first, we got to crown our MVP of the week. Sam, who is your MVP of the week?
I'm going to keep this short and sweet. LC.
Boom.
Yeah, throwing a great party, some would say, and then getting a date out of it, new love interest. So. Yep. Getting that, she said she's 102% over, yeah, Steven.
True.
Confident that he won't care that he's 102. So go get it, LC. Get after it. You're the true player.
Yeah, coming back after a couple of bad weeks for her.
Yeah, like 50.
Yeah, well, your MVP, LC, the Michael Jordan of this week. Cannot be Jordan without her Scottie Pippen. So my MVP of the week is going to be Jen Bunny.
You take any shot you get.
Hey, man, as Lin-Manuel Miranda said, I'm not throwing away my shot. But Jen Bunny, give me a call. Wait, I have to explain why she's my MVP of the week. Not...
I mean, it's just because, man.
Well, I mean, she had the idea for the party. So, assist goes to her.
And she was, like, super nice and funny when they're just laying out, talking.
Yeah, so, Jen Bunny... Is that our first MVP of the week? Congrats. And congrats to LC for the big comeback. All right. Well, I'm nervous, man. Are you nervous?
My palms are sweaty. My knees are weak.
What about your arms?
They're like spaghetti.
Oh.
And I'm about to drop date bombs on you.
All right. Well, I heard prom went well for you, and you went with her to the party, so you got plans with Taylor tonight?
Well, I don't, actually.
Oh! I was going to say, you know what I heard from Taylor before that? I actually heard from her.
Oh, you heard from her?
Yeah, and it's good news for you.
Oh, well, I guess she's going to have to wait and find out because I'm not taking her on a date tonight.
Well, you want to know what she said first? That's super good news for you.
Yeah, what is it?
She doesn't like muscles.
Oh. Yeah, it's been tough. I've been at the gym, so I might have to rethink my thought. But guess what? She's not getting that date because I have muscles-ish.
Muscles adjacent.
Yeah.
All right, so
skinny,
who are you?
Skinny fat.
Who are you taking? You don't tell me. Now I can't spread rumors. Who are you going out on a date with?
Well, I'm pulling the player of all player moves, buddy.
Ooh.
I'm taking Jen Bunny on a date.
Ooh.
The MVP.
Dang.
Yeah, she's back in town.
And
And what are we doing?
Yeah, you know that's.
Oh.
That's usually the follow up question, but yeah, I mean we saw Jason and Jessica, or not Jessica, Jessica. We saw Jason and LC go on what looked like a perfect date. So what is your perfect date setting for Jen Bunny, who has betrayed me?
So.
As have you.
As I pick her up, we talk about how we betrayed you. But we actually end up, first we're going to go to the beach, walk the promenade for a little bit.
What time is this at? Just so let's set the scene here.
Sun sets around 7:30. So this is about like 6:45.
Okay.
So we can take a nice little, you know, kind of a sun setting stroll. All
right.
As we're walking down the promenade. And right at the end of the promenade, we go to our favorite restaurant, Pasta Pomodoro.
Nice.
Which is a nice combination of low-key romance, but also great food at a quality price. And then after that, we head down to the Dairy Queen and get a little two small cones of the vanilla and chocolate twist.
Nice.
And then that's it.
All right. Nice little date there.
Yeah, a little Italian.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean,
gotta look on them. The
amount of Laguna relationships that have been formed at the Pasta Pomodoro.
Yeah.
Off the chain.
I think it was pretty much guaranteed after that.
Yeah. True. Well, I mean, anything else? You just drive her home? Who's driving? She driving? You driving? What's going on here?
Oh, I'm driving.
All right. Drive her home?
My 92 Nissan Stanza.
Nice.
Four-cylinder.
All right.
And then one of the windows is broken. So hopefully it's not a hot night.
Hey man, I thought we taped that up.
You got the wind flapping, like Louis C.K. would say.
All right, nice. Well, that's a nice date. I'm guessing that ended around like 10:30.
Yeah, true. I curfew's at 12:15. So I had to make sure I got home in time.
Nice. Well, while you were strolling Laguna, I was actually heading out of town.
Whoa, where are you going?
Well, you know, I was trying to find my shot with Jen Bunny, but I couldn't. She was giving me the cold shoulder all night. She's probably like, ugh, yeah, stupid high schooler.
I kept hearing some kind of phone buzz.
Yeah, I didn't know you were trying to betray me.
Well, I went heel, man. I went heel.
Yeah, unbelievable. But anyway, well, me and my good friend, and we're not going steady yet, but me and my good friend, Morgan S., decided, you know what, we're sick of Laguna. Let's hop on your amazing 89 Mercury Grand Marquis and drive down to San Diego, because I got some plans to go see Jason Mraz, a young Jason Mraz, at the Java Joe's, and we just hear some of his old hits, and I impress her by knowing what all the songs are before he plays them, because I've already seen it on YouTube in 2017.
Oh yeah, true, we're back in time.
Yeah, so we go see his show, you know, get some beers there. Just one. I just drank half a beer. Because,
oh, wait, how'd you drink a beer if you're in high school?
Hey, I got friends.
You hey-mistered it outside of the liquor store.
Well, in Java Joe's. No, because I had my real ID.
Oh, smart. So you're like 40?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Don't let these facts get in the way of my story.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. The time continuum is still working.
Yeah, the time continuum is crazy. But yeah, I had a fake made in 2017, and my guy was like, why do you want to be born in 1979? I was like, don't worry about it. And he's like, also, you're 28 years old. Why do you need a fake ID?
And once again, you said, don't worry about it.
I mean, come on. You know why? Because I mind my own business, is my answer. We watched the show, and I thought I could book an Airbnb, but the internet was so slow, and that website never happened. And so it became a business meeting, and I was like, hey, Morgan, you want to start a business? We could beat hotels now. But, you know, we checked into to a Best Western, and then I drove home.
you checked her in, then you drove home?
Yeah, I got scared.
So you stranded her?
Yeah, I got scared.
Classic.
I'll pick her up in the morning.
You drive back the hour and 20 minutes?
Yeah. It wasn't a very good date. I was psyched out when I got hit up on my sidekick by Dieter saying that, hey, I heard something so standard about Jen Bunny.
Yeah, and... that comment, I don't even understand what that means.
I don't even know either. I was like, okay, kid.
Standard as in, like, she's into me, right? Whoa.
I don't know, but he was like, yo, your boy Sam took her on a date. And that's what psyched me out. I couldn't even enjoy the show. That's why I had to, because I was just yelling in my car all the way back to Laguna. And I was like, hey, Morgan S., I'm just going to go get a pop. Hang out over there. And then I come back like 16 hours later, and she's like, bro. I was like... Also, she paid.
What an unbelievable date. I know. That worked out for you guys.
Yeah. Well, I know. I'm hoping next week she forgives me. But I was like, yo, my charge card doesn't work. My charge card's from the future.
Yeah. This doesn't even exist yet.
Yeah. If this was real life, I would only be 14. Oh, no, 16. It won't be too bad, but still.
You probably can't drive.
Ah, true. Well, not. I have a permit.
Yeah, but you need a adult to drive with you.
Yeah, Morgan S. is 18.
Does that count?
I guess.
Oh.
Anyway, well, just kidding. We had a nice time and drove back to Laguna together. No one was stranded anywhere. I'm changing my story.
Yeah.
And then I drove her home, and then I hung out with you, and then I was like, yo, what did you do tonight? And you were like, nothing.
Yeah.
Liar.
I chilled with Taylor.
All right, well, we're gonna discuss more of this off the air as I go yell at you for betraying me, but we're going to come back, and I will destroy your soul in trivia when we come back. I'm trying to make the best of every moment.
reaching out for something I can't hold yet.
All right, we are back again. This is the Coming Clean podcast with Marty and the Traitor, and we are going to play some trivia.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, play talk. Play is going to play, man.
Whatever.
I found a new crew to be here with.
Yeah, the evil crew. Great comeback, Marty.
The day, Junior.
All right, well. October 17th, 2005 is the day we are talking about. I am in the lead, 13-6. Sam, you can close the gap here. I have 5 questions. You should have 5 answers. How many will be correct? We will find out.
Probably none.
Well, we'll find out. Question number 1 is about entertainment.
All right.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Nighttime TV will never,
ever
be the same again, as this hilarious comedian premiered his own show where he gave his rapports on the day's events. Soft tea.
Is this something black guy?
Soft tea. He gave his rapport on the day's events.
Oh, is this Stephen Colbert?
It sure is. Not Louis Black.
All right.
1 from 1. Here we go. That was a lot of clues for you. All right. Question number 2 is about American civics.
Perfect. I majored in that.
All right. Question number 2. American civics is your topic. And your question is... Our current president may be known for his colorful language, but before he ever took office, this governor had to apologize for using offensive language of his own by calling people girly men, stooges, and saying that he can kick their butts. To be fair, he probably can.
Who is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yep, that's the one.
Hasta la vista, baby.
All right.
Actually, a favorite line from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Yes, correct. That's the best Schwarzenegger movie of all time. Not a sponsor. All right, question number 3 is about musical theater.
Wonderful.
Moving from screen to stage, the Pasadena Playhouse confirmed on this day that it will be presenting the theater adaptation of this musical starring Whoopi Goldberg.
Is it Sister Act?
3 for 3, you're acting correctly, but not nice. As a traitor.
It was not Eddie.
No. Oh.
It should be.
Alright. This female golfing phenom made her debut in the Samsung World Classic. Unfortunately, her day was ruined when she was disqualified for an illegal drop ball. We expected more from her.
Is it Michelle Wee?
Yes, it is. 4 for 4. Here we go. On a roll.
Come, make my comeback.
All right. To make your total into 11 and only 2 back from my score total. Question number 5 is music. You ready?
Yeah.
You know what that sound means. It's the 5th question. Alright, question number 5. Even though Gold Digger was ruling the charts, this picture perfect song was hot on its heels at number 2. What the hell is on Joey's head? What's the song?
Wait, what's on Joey's head?
What is on Joey's head? What's the song?
I don't know what you're asking me.
I'm asking you what the song was. That was number two on the charts behind Gold Digger.
Oh. Is it Stacy's Mom?
No! What the hell is on Joey's head? Look at this photograph!
I should have known that.
You should have, but that brings your total up. You're only three behind now. So coming in strong this week with four major points. Congratulations, traitor.
I'll take it.
All right, we're going to wrap this up when we come back. And go listen to the rest of the song. It's pretty good. Alright, that song you've been hearing was Lovesick by Caroline Pennell. You can listen to more of her on her YouTube channel by searching Caroline Pennell. You can also find her at Caroline Pennell on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and CarolinePennell.com. Links, as always, will be in the description. Sam, do you have any recommendations for the good people right now?
Yeah, I'm going to recommend a little music. No food this week. One of my favorite artists, Chris Cab, CRIS space CAB. He's a fellow friend and under the record label of Pharrell. If you really love barred chords and just jam into some good tunes, great for summer hits. Check him out.
All right, nice. All right, and I am going to recommend, and I think you already know this guy and love him as much as I do, Philip DeFranco, who is starting up his own news network, where I'm hoping will be, you know, the one objective news network, crossing fingers,
that we're gonna like, get. Yeah, I've gotten to the point where you suppose you can trust CNN, but then I don't think I can anymore. CNN, Fox News, all those, I can't. They're just can't trust anybody. Yeah, so, everybody's got an agenda, and I don't think Phil really has one or cares to even share his own agenda. He wants more of a discussion, so I'm really hoping big things for that.
Yeah, so he says he's creating a news and entertainment network. It's in the works, but he needs our help, so that is my recommendation. Go to patreon.com/DeFranco, DeFranco. Give him a little bit of... Get him in a little bit of starter money, you know, be an early investor to his efforts, and, you know, all the money you give us, you know what, just for this week, send it over to old Philly D, tell him the Coming Clean podcast sent you. All right, well, Sam, now that we've recommended our favorite things for this week to the good listeners, tell them where they can find us.
Sure, you guys can always find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This week, you're not supporting us on Patreon, but next week, you can support us at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Send us emails at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And as a double always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this pod.
You got that right. And for the third always, we want to say thank you to our friends Radical Something for providing us with our theme songs, California and California Part 2. And for the fourth always, Sam, what do the good people have to do always for the fifth time?
Hashtag rep the rad.
World by peace. Come on.
sipping vino with Dan Marino in my speedo with the desert eagle heart.